Delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Dave Kelly Field here at Delaware Academy. Our halftime score, 28-7. Delhi football on top of visiting Burke Catholic from down in the Goshen area, Section 9. And three touchdowns from Johnny Wilson, one from Severio Prisco. That's the difference. Even when Burke Catholic got on a little run there, Rich, Delhi able to get the ball back, go down and score with about 10 seconds left in the second quarter and really just say, whoa, whoa, not so fast. This is our game.
What's tough for the Eagles is you just said Johnny Wilson's got three touchdowns. Prisco's got one. We can make an argument right now that Cook is actually having the best game offensively. He's probably got the most yards gained. And we can't forget about Nealis. Those five players have just been the difference. And probably the difference is the offensive line and the defensive line. They're just dominating the game. So, I mean, if you're the Delhi coaches, this is everything but that one drive that they had that they got stalled out. And really that one drive that, the Eagles had coming back, everything else has been all Bulldogs and probably actually going to plan. The perfect runs by Cook, the perfect runs by Prisco, the wonderful offensive and defensive line play. Nealis has been flawless. Finding Johnny Wilson in the end zone. It's just been all Bulldogs, great game plan, and, playing to perfection, almost looking like, they could be making a run here at the sectional championship again.
They look very crisp, very clean, very polished. And, I know this is a group that does a lot in the offseason, but I just think that Phil Newman, since taking over this program, has really demanded that his guys put the time in. They have a great weight room here, a great weight training program, and you can just see how it pays off here down on the field.
You said they're very disciplined, and you know what? They have had zero penalties. There's been no penalties on the Bulldogs. We've had two flags on the game so far, and they've both been on the Eagles. The false start, and I forgot the other play, but there's been no penalties on the Bulldogs, and that is great discipline. And it's a testament to the coaching staff.
Yeah, the other one was just where the defensive end jumped off.
Correct. Yep.
I mean, it's been a very clean game. Burke Catholic, looks like a good team. They can throw it. I think they're just running into a bit of a buzzsaw here with Delhi.
Well, Burke Catholic is going to win the sectional championship, right? Because aren't they the only Class D in Section 1? So we can crown them the champions already.
Yeah, Section 9, they're the only D team. And that's where kind of those, I would call them, the downstate sections 1-9, they don't have a lot of small schools, so
no.
You see some teams get an advance all the way to the sectional final, and only have one game to play or no game to play.
I don't have the brackets in front of me, but you've got to be wondering, would Section 9 be playing Section 4? I don't think that's a typical matchup in football. But, could Delhi see these guys later in the year? I don't want to say this, but I'm going to have to. They seem like they'll be a weaker sectional champion going into the state tournament. Delhi, on the other hand, looks like they can hold their own right now.
Yeah, I haven't looked far enough ahead already at the...
It's pretty early.
Yeah, at the rotations and how things change. And, of course, there's the football thing now where... it's on a rotation, and one of the sections will get an additional team to go in.
That's how it is in soccer now. They call that the at-large, right? They're trying to get rid of the sub-regional games, so you just have regional games, and they're trying to get the, make it even and fair to all the teams. So if you have ever heard those sub-regional games out there, they're trying to get rid of those and trying to even it up in all the sports, which I kind of agree with, but that's a whole different topic. But that's what they're doing is they're giving those at-large bids out there so everybody's playing, there's no buys and all that. Who are the other Class D schools in Section 4? Is Bainbridge Guilford a Class D school?
Yeah, there's a lot of Ds. Let me pull up what our divisions are.
I know Bainbridge Guilford has got they have their quarterback there that's coming back that's very, very good. So BG, the Delhi BG game could be good. Tioga's always a good Class D school. So I'm sure, we don't want to crown Delaware Academy yet, but there is a lot of good teams out there.
Yeah, the divisions. We'll go through those here in just a second. The divisions are going to be very competitive. I think getting into the Final Four and just how that sets up and everything can be really determining factor on who gets in and who gets out. And The last 10-plus years, it's gone through Tioga. And so Delhi finally kind of bucking the trend there last year was really great. I mean, how many times do we have a team come so close to beating Tioga and it just didn't fall their way? Delhi getting it done last year, that was pretty special. We hadn't called a state quarterfinal game on CDO since 2016.
And then you went up to CNS and did the Sandy Creek game, right?
Yeah.
I listened to that game. Sandy Creek is a traditional power, so Delhi had nothing to be ashamed of by losing them.
Yeah.
Sandy Creek's just that rough country, running game. They're just tough. It kind of reminds you of a traditional Delaware League type school like the Waltons and the Delaware or Delhi's of the past, but up there in the North Country is Section 3.
So here are our two Class D divisions this year in Section 4. You have Delhi's division, which includes Delhi, BG, Deposit Hancock, Harpersville, Athens, Sydney, and Walton. A subdivision.
Yeah, and DH is no joke either. They can play.
They are ahead right now in their game tonight. We can look at the out-of-town scoreboard. The other division in Class D is kind of the more western division, featuring a newly combined Green-Oxford team, Groton, Newark Valley, Spencer Vinette and Cander, Tioga, and Trumansburg. And Trumansburg and some of these other teams in here are going to be very tough. So a lot of these teams have been kind of floating back and forth between 8-man and 11-man. So Class D in Section 4 is going to be tough again.
I was just going to say, wasn't Trumansburg 8-man last year? Weren't they one of the teams that were 8-man that had a good season?
Yeah, I mean, Trumansburg has been up and down, including being very good in 8-man. Same with Green, same with Oxford. You've had some of these teams go back and forth.
Green-Oxford is going to be interesting, right, because Green's been playing 8-man the last few years. Oxford's been struggling with 11-man. Combine them together, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, those are two – Oxford's a traditionally good football school, and then you have Green that's had some success as the 8-man. Put them together, you don't know what you're going to have there.
New coaching staff as well for Green-Oxford, so a lot of question marks. They open with Oneonta tonight.
Oh, that could be an interesting game.
So that could be an interesting game, and we'll have some updates on that for you. Rich, you have a Norwich score for us?
Yeah, so I everybody knows I'm a Norwich guy, so I've been following along. They're losing to Section 2 Gilderland right now, 21-0. I think Gilderland is up a couple classifications, though. I think they might be an A. So Norwich is playing up today, but losing. Norwich, got a lot of young guys on the football field this year. A lot of high expectations. Their offensive line is all back. But, big game tonight over in a Tornado Valley or whatever we call it over there. Arrow, there you go. But losing tonight to Gilderland so far, 21-0.
Bainbridge Guilford is playing in Sydney tonight against Trumansburg. They're down 15-0. It's almost halftime there. They're playing in Sydney because BG's new turf field is not done yet down in Bainbridge. They should have it done in another week or two.
So right there, that surprises me. I would have thought BG would have been up. I thought BG's got the better player in their quarterback. I always forget his name.
Connor Davey.
Yeah, Connor Davey's a great player. But this is, again, showing just how good Class D is. Trumansburg kind of up from 8-man, beating BG right now in the neutral field.
Yeah, so that's a quick look at some of the out-of-town scores from tonight. Other games going on include Hoosick Valley is over at Unitego in some 8-man action, and Whitney Point is at Deposit Hancock. And the last check I had there, Deposit Hancock was up 16-0 over Whitney Point about midway through the second quarter.
So. Whitney Point's been down the last few years. That's kind of expected. How about anything on Oneonta Green Oxford? I'm kind of interested in that game now.
I haven't heard anything yet, so if anybody out there knows, feel free to reach out, but we'll check in with some of our sources as well. That game is over in Green tonight. So, all right, Rich and I are going to take a break here on our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, Marabito has been a longtime sponsor of our Halftime Report, and they have been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. Delhi football leading Burke Catholic from down in the Goshen area 28-7 here at the half. The brand new field here at Delaware Academy lights. It's tremendous. If you have a chance to come over and watch a game here this year, you should do it. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hey, savers, supercharge your savings at SFCU. For a limited time, SFCU has an exceptional 5-month share certificate rate. Right now, get 4.4% APY with a minimum deposit of $500. Or crank it up to 4.65% APY with a $100,000 minimum. Visit an SFCU branch near you or go to sfcuonline.org to lock in these limited time 5-month share certificate rates. Earn as much as 4.65% APY. Terms and conditions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And I mean, Rich, we've seen a half on this field now. I mean, we have absolutely perfect weather tonight, but just I love the lights. I love the way some of the colors can change on the lights. It's perfect up here. It's going to be so great for all their programs to be able to play out here in multiple kind of varying weather conditions.
I was talking about this earlier with a friend of mine. This is one of my favorite places to actually watch a game, with the hill. You can kind of sit up on the hill and just overlook. One of my other favorite places is actually Oxford. I love the places where you can sit on the hill. It's almost like you're sitting in the backyard and you watch a game. But this is just a beautiful venue with the valley in the background, and you got all the banners, you know, from the cross-country champion to the football champions. It's just well done. And the one thing I noticed that I love about Delhi, we were talking about it earlier, is they have their tennis courts lit up too. So they have a whole section over here on the right-hand side where they have people over here playing tennis during a football game. I don't know if I've ever seen a high school facility have their tennis courts. Owego has it, but not quite like this. They have lights around their whole tennis court, so we have people playing tennis over here during the football game. Pretty cool atmosphere here at Delhi.
Yeah, they redid the tennis courts, I want to say, last year. A very successful tennis program here as well at Delaware Academy. They've done really well in the MAC and beyond in sectionals, in both singles and doubles. And I believe it was last year they had some sort of an evening or night match here, and it looks great over there, the way that they have done that. And just their whole facility here just really pops. It's a great place to be.
It really does. They have the banners, like I said, and I love it when they have, you know, the banners aren't, it's not too much. I don't like it when the schools have so many banners. You're like, oh my gosh, get rid of some of these banners. But Delhi did it right here. They had just a few banners, and I love their mascot. Their mascot really pops on the field. They did a good job putting this down.
All right, so we are starting the second half. Delhi football leading Burke Catholic 28-7. And Delhi will have the ball going right to left on your radio dial. Again, in the maroon tops, the white helmets, the gray pants, Burke Catholic's in the all-white with some navy blue and some black trim. So Nealis is going to hand it off to Cook. He'll hit the hole hard, and he's brought down after a gain of about maybe two. And again, Cook, no touchdowns in the first half. We don't have an exact number on rushing yards, but we think he's got to be close to 100 or over. You could argue he's been their best player here tonight, despite not getting in the end zone.
He set it all up, you know, for the passing game and the receiving game of Wilson. They just kind of, you know, pounded and grind it out with Cook and with Prisco, and then all of a sudden it opens it up for Johnny Wilson to get the touchdowns in the end zone. Really, without the running game, Wilson wouldn't have those.
Hand off for Prisco on a second down and about six to go. Going to bring up third and short out to about the Delhi 45. Out-of-town score update, Unitego football, an eight-man hosting Hoosick Valley from Section 2 tonight. And the Spartans are up 49-12 at halftime. You never know with those eight-man scores. And I should say, it's Unitego Franklin GMU this year combined for those teams.
And Unitego Valley. Didn't Unitego Valley join them?
As far as I know, it's just those three.
Oh, I thought UV might have joined them as well.
Last year they were, and that was the quote-unquote controversy about not being able to go to the playoffs.
That's right.
So I believe it is just the three this year. And Prisco here on third and short, muscling forward out to midfield. And so Delhi going right to left, moving the ball well. Did have another deposit Hancock update, 31-0 as they approach halftime. DH on top of Whitney Point. That game is being played down in Hancock under the lights tonight at HCS. So, you know, DH, another one of those schools where traditionally played on Saturdays at deposit, but they still have that Hancock field with the lights. And so they are playing down there from time to time. So you love that.
And DH has got a lot of good athletes from, you know, the baseball team and all that. They just know how to win down there. So you can never count DH out in any sport that they're playing.
Hand off here to Cook on first down. Runs to the outside on the left side into Burke Catholic territory out to about the 46 here. So 2 minutes gone, third quarter, Delhi leading at 28-7.
Looks like Delhi is just going to try to control the ball, not do anything crazy here. You know, I don't know if we've had any turnovers. Maybe I'm just going to jinx them there, but no turnovers. You don't want to turn the ball over here. Maybe to have a long possession, you know, 5-6 minute possession, then have a touchdown here.
And we talked about Delhi being so disciplined, and that's where Coach Newman and his staff, I'm sure, preached at halftime. Got to keep our foot on the gas, but also we got to be smart. We want to work on things and continue to just focus on the fundamentals. And here's some fundamental football. Cook to the outside, a good for another first down, throws a stiff arm or two in there, and pushed out at the BC 30-yard line.
I love Nealis there. He does the fake pitch. He kind of throws it up. He didn't fake us out, but it probably faked the Eagles out, because up here it looked a little comical in a way. But Cook with a nice run off the fake from Nealis.
Yeah, just doing those little things, I think, is key for Delhi here tonight. We got to remember, this is week one. Yeah, maybe these teams have had a scrimmage or two, but the dog days of summer and playing in the heat are over, and now you're into the real stuff. And I'm sure they're trying to make sure that they work on all those little things that they have been going over time and time again in practice. Hand off to Prisco here on first down. Brought down after a gain of two over the 30 to about the 29 here, deep in Burke Catholic territory.
Just impressive game here by Delhi. No penalties, no turnovers, doing exactly what they want. They're getting 3 to 4 or 5 yards every running play, and then just opening up for Wilson anytime he wants to catch the ball over the middle. He might actually have over 100 yards receiving as well.
Yeah, he's got some of those sneaky yards where he caught a 5-yard pass and it turned into a 25-yard game after, you know, just those yak yards. Really nice job here tonight by Johnny Wilson. He's got those three touchdowns to show for it. Here's a pitch to Prisco. Cuts back from right to left. He's on the right side. Takes a big hit there at the 20. Somersaults forward, brought down at the 18.
Langley came up and hit him hard with the shoulder, but Prisco's tough. I don't think that's going to bother him. He just jogs it back to the huddle, and he is ready for it again.
Prisco was a guy last year that was kind of maybe third in line on the depth chart in terms of running back, but when he came in, he always seemed to make a play. and he was doing so many other little things on the field, and now it's his time to shine.
And those are the guys that you always wait for the next year, right? This might be his year, because he was always 30 thinking, it's my turn. I want it. Now maybe this is his season.
There was a couple games last year, maybe they were up big on somebody, and he'd come in the game, and boom, 40-yard run, things like that. Nealis is going to throw, takes a hit, and it is through the hands of one of the defenders. That was almost a broadcaster's curse. Nealis hung in the pocket, took a hit, delivered a pass, but it kind of fluttered in the air. It was almost picked off.
If he wasn't hit there, it was probably going to be another Johnny Wilson touchdown. He was actually going to beat the defensive back to the back pylon, and he had to come back and try to get the ball. But if Nealis isn't hit there, it probably would have been another Bulldog touchdown. Probably the first, mistake on the offensive line letting their quarterback get hit.
Yeah, kudos to Nealis. He saw the pressure coming and said, I gotta hang in there, and he did. Just needed about a half second more to really deliver that the way he probably wanted to. So again, big thanks to Mirabito Energy Products for sponsoring our halftime show, and we'll have our postgame awards coming up as well after this one. So you want to stay tuned for that later tonight. Hand off here to Cook, and he's running forward across the 10 to the 9-yard line. And I'm sure Cook has got a nose for the end zone here tonight. He's going to want to get one before it's all said and done.
You kind of wonder if the coaching staff's going to reward him for such a good game here, just maybe give it to him here two or three times in a row so he gets in the end zone, because he certainly deserves to get in there.
Yeah, he certainly does. But from getting to know those guys last year, very unselfish group. They just want to win. Talking to them last year about wanting to get back to that sectional final, wanting to have a chance at Tioga, trying to do all the little things to get there. They were just happy for whoever scored, and that's always refreshing.
And that's why they're successful, right? It's a team game, not an individual game.
So here is Nealis on a third down and short here. They're going to go back to Cook inside the five, and the line is pushing him forward. We got a flag on the play. That line was pushing him forward down to about the 2-yard line. Yeah, it goes against Delhi. Too much of a push.
Yeah, that's your first penalty of the game for Delhi. It's that you can't push the guy in the back there.
That looked like the literal push there.
It did.
And, hey, good effort, though.
Which is still legal in the NFL, right? They did not ban the push, so we can still see that this year.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll be seeing it from the Eagles and the Bills and some of the teams that have really kind of made it famous the last few years. But it didn't work right there for the Bulldogs. But that's their first penalty. And so this is going to back it up to about third down, third and change here.
About third and five?
Third and five, third and six on that far hash. But they are deep in Burke Catholic territory. 6:50 to go, third quarter. Delhi leading 28-7. And they're going to be a handoff to Cook to the outside edge. And he's going to get about five here. But again, four down territory for DA. Again, 28-7. Thanks for listening out there, high school football, whether you're driving around tonight, listening online, glad to have you along. A lot of people, they always say, oh, Nate, I like to start at this game and drive to this game, listen in between. So it's that time of year again.
This is exactly what the coaching staff wanted for the Bulldogs. It's been about a six-minute drive here to start the second half. You think you get the first down here, you could get this down to about a seven-minute drive and take up a lot of time here in the second half.
Yeah, they really, Burke Catholic started to get that momentum late in the second quarter, but Delhi just kind of pulling it back. They go down and they score late in the second quarter and just not even giving Burke Catholic any momentum here in this third quarter so far. Nealis going to hand it off to Cook. Hits the pile. He's got the first down, and he's brought down at the 1-yard line. Oh, Cook's so close there, inches away.
I'm going to guess you're going to see him again right up the middle. They're going to probably run it all the way down, so it's going to be a six-minute-plus drive here, and I would imagine I would think the coaching staff is going to reward Cook here.
Yeah, Delhi taking their time, getting his play in first and goal to go. And, we're here in the press box, Rich, but looking over at the trees, especially the flag here, a little windier out there than you would expect. It seems like kind of a calm night here, but Delhi keeping it on the ground, not taking many chances. Kind of goes back to that kneeless pass. Maybe he got hung up in the air a little bit. They're going to give it back to Cook, and he hits the pile, and he's in. And Cook gets the touchdown.
That might have been the most predictable play call of the game. You know, finally get Cook in the end zone. It was his drive the whole time. They ate up 6 minutes plus, about 6 minutes and 30 seconds of the clock. And, you know, just what the coaching staff wanted. That was just perfect, perfect game plan.
A good dose of Prisco and Cook, a little Wilson mixed in there, and they get the job done. And again, Neal is just the general out there at quarterback, doing a great job. And he's in to kick as Delhi now leads 34-7, 5:35 to go here in the third quarter. Waiting for the snap here on this extra point. And snap is low, but they do get the hold down, and the kick is up is good. And boy, Neal is making that look easy. 35-7. Delhi on top of Burke Catholic. About midway, kind of late third quarter here. 5.5 to go on CDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Delhi leading 35-7 here over Burke Catholic. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. We got a, wow, we got a score update from that BG game when we get a minute here. Two touchdowns back-to-back, so we'll talk about that. And this ball is loose, and Delhi's going to scoop up. Delhi's going to score. It bounced off the hands of the returner. And do we have a touchdown here? They're going to wave this off. I'm not sure.
That was a, if it is, it's a score by Hunter Nichols, 53, picked it up. We'll see what the referees call here.
One of them was looking like he was going to wave it off. I think he waved it off. Hunter Nichols, it bounced off of a Burke Catholic defender. Nichols was right there and ran it.
Oh, it's that call where you can't advance it. You can't advance it in high school football.
Wow.
So they're gonna get it from the recovery area.
And boy, if you're Hunter Nichols there, an O-line linebacker guy, that was your moment.
You know what? He's still going to say he scored. In 20 years from now, he's going to tell everybody he scored a touchdown. He did. It's just one of those fluky high school rules where you can't advance the ball after a kickoff.
Well, this is why it develops so quickly. Ball sky high, comes down, hits off a Burke Catholic defender. And we're just thinking, okay, they're going to fall on it. But it took the perfect bounce to him, and he was able to just keep running in stride to score. But
I think that's only in high school football where you can't advance it. So it's going to be Delhi football. But, I mean, in any other level, he scores a touchdown there.
And so here is Delhi getting the ball back at the 25-yard line, and now they want to take a timeout. Nealis will want to talk things over. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Delhi leads 35-7 in the fumble recovery, setting him up again. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, we're back. I'm Nate Lowell. Rich Turnbull with me here. And let's get you an update on that BG game. So Trumansburg was up 15 to nothing, and then BG had an 85-yard touchdown run to start the second half to make it 15 to 8. Trumansburg answers with an 80-yard kickoff return, and Trumansburg leads 22 to 8.
Wow, two back-to-back 80-plus yard plays. That's high school football.
That's high school football for you right there. So BG getting some life, and then Trumansburg pulling it right back, leading 22 to 8. And again, if you're around Sydney listening to CDL, that is the game up on the hill. Sydney football is off this week. They have a bye, and BG using their field because BG also putting in a brand-new turf field. That should be done. They're hoping by next week they would be cleared to be on it. A run to the outside here for Cook out of the timeout as Delhi leads 35-7. He's chopped down at about the 20.
That was an awkward tackle there. Cook went down awkward. He's limping a little bit. I hope he's all right. You don't want to see that this late in the game. But, yeah, he seems to be fine. But that was just an awkward tackle. Came down weird on his leg. He's going to come out. But he's limping a little bit, but I think he'll be all right.
Yeah, he's got some speed still, but just running over to the sideline. And Rich, maybe keep an eye on him here.
Looks like it might be a cramp, but he came down awkwardly. That was just kind of one of those weird tackles you see on the leg. Looks like he's going to – let's hope it's a cramp.
Yeah, let's hope it's a cramp. This always reminds me. We did a Delhi-Walton game here. 2019, I believe it was. Really hot day, late September. And both teams were cramping, and Delhi down here, the sideline, the guys had mustard. They're just squirting it. They were doing the pickle juice. They were doing the mustard, anything they could. That was a hot, hot day. A lot of cramps, a lot of plays just like that. But I'll never forget just looking down there, seeing the yellow mustard can, shooting it right in the mouth. So
with Cook on out, we have a new running back out there with Jones Neal with a little two-yard run. So we're going to have some new faces out there for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, we'll probably see McNeil and Prisco. Kind of doing double duty now. So next man up.
Cook is it's not that warm though for cramps. That's what makes me nervous a little bit. It's not overly warm out, but he doesn't seem to be in a lot of pain. He's down right in the sideline. He appears to be all right.
Could be some sort of little stinger there on the side or something. Got to work it out. Going to be a third down and three. They'll hand it off to Prisco. He's tripped up at the 10, but he's got the first down. So Delhi moving the sticks here. And I just happened to glance over at the Burke Catholic sideline, and I saw their quarterback over there, Tim Brogan. He's been throwing a lot. He hasn't been on the field yet here in the third quarter.
That's a great point. We didn't even think about it. They haven't even had a possession yet because Delhi recovered that fumble play and the kickoff. So now we have a Burke Catholic player down. But, yeah, Delhi's had the ball for the entire second half.
This looks like a cramp for the Burke Catholic player as well. So we'll take a quick break. 3:50 to go, third quarter, Delhi 35, Burke Catholic 7. Might be a cool night, but the cramps still coming out, it looks like, for both sides. We'll be back on CDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports. On WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Rich Turnbull with you here. Do you think that was a cramp there, Rich?
That one definitely looked like the cramp the way he came off the field. He was kind of hobbling, you know, that one-legged running off the field that you see when people have cramps. It looks like the Cook is down here stretching. I think he got hit awkwardly and he came down. I think he's trying to stretch out whatever happened. I don't think his is a cramp. I think you're more accurate. It might have been just like a little stinger.
Hand off here to McNeil. He cuts to the outside. We got a first down here for Delhi. They are inside the 10, down to about the 7, going right to left. In case you're just joining us, Delhi with a 35-7 lead over visiting Burke Catholic, a Section 9 school from down in the Goshen area. Three touchdowns tonight for Johnny Wilson for Delaware Academy, one for Adam Cook, and Severio Prisco has got the other touchdown here for DA.
I'm hitting it, I promise you.
And so they're having a little issue with the play clock here, trying to get that set. And we have heard that horn go off a couple of times tonight, Rich. I believe that could be play clock. Oh, just a lot of new technology here, too, that they're
My guess is it's all new technology, and the play clock is a little tough sometimes. The play clock is not running at the moment. So let's see what they're going to do.
3.5 to go here, third quarter.
Now they're going to run it.
35-7, our score, Delhi on top of Burke Catholic, looking to add to it here. Waiting for the snap, they'll hand it off, and right up the middle for Prisco, and he's in for a Delhi touchdown. His second of the night, and Delhi makes it 41-7.
And the disco lights come out here in Delhi. We're going to see a lot of those, I have a feeling, this year.
Yeah, variety of colors. Just makes it pretty fun when one of your guys gets into the end zone if you're a DA fan. So
good sign right there. Cook just went back in the game to do a little blocking on the kick, so he's finding his spot on the end of the special teams here, so I don't think that they're going to jeopardize him, so he must be okay.
Nealis is back in, and the boot is up and good. Another good hold there from Wilson, and it's 42-7. DA in control, and so far in the third quarter, Burke Catholic has not even been on offense at all. We'll see what they can do when we come back. 3:15 to go in the third on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 3:15 to go here in this third quarter, and now Burke Catholic will receive going left to right. They'll bring it out to the 25, and Prisco is there on the tackle. Boy, he scores the touchdown and then comes in and makes the tackle on special teams as Delhi leads 42-7 with 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. That win continues to pick up, and we are supposed to get some rain tomorrow. I'm supposed to be outside all day at Mayor's Cup watching some soccer, and could be a wet one.
I notified my wife that I would be staying home inside grading all day, so I hope you enjoy the Mayor's Cup. I'm going to be grading AP U.S. History essays, Nate. So I don't know which is worse.
I was going to say standing in the rain or
grading
essays, yeah.
So I guess we'll flip a coin.
Well, Mayor's Cup, big day up in Stamford at Archibald Field. It's a huge tournament, 8 girls teams, 8 boys teams, so we try to go every year and spend a lot of time. It's a 5-day tournament, so incomplete pass here for Burke Catholic on first down.
The Mayor's Cup is one of those traditional, you know, tournaments that's been going on for years. I can remember when we were kids, everybody talked about it. It's a wonderful, wonderful tournament.
Well, it's one of the oldest running soccer tournaments in New York State, as it dates back to, there's a little unknown stuff there, but early 70s, late 60s. So in terms of a high school soccer tournament, I mean, we're over 50 years now, so it's pretty neat. Another pass down the left side. Good coverage there by DA, broken up by Mason Reed in the secondary. So, yeah, and just the history of how many teams have played there, different schools, and it's always very competitive. Very fun.
Now, wasn't there a Mayor's Cup in college soccer, too, back in the day, like Hartwick used to play in?
Yeah.
I know you're a big Hartwick fan. But wasn't there a Mayor's Cup back then, too?
Hartwick, Suco, they still do it today. I don't think it's as big, perhaps. It used to be something where, like, national teams, you know, would come in type of thing. But it's still kind of a traditional Hartwick, Oneonta State thing. Another cramp out there for Burke Catholic, and the quarterback pushed to the outside, nowhere to go for Tim Brogan. He just ran out of room.
And Cook is feeling okay because he made the tackle on Brogan. He came right up and hit him pretty hard. And, yes, we have an Eagles cramp in the backfield.
So another cramp here for BC. And 2:45 to go here in this third quarter. But, yeah, you know, a rich tradition of Mayor's Cup in Oneonta, and, of course, the one out in Stamford as well. So we're going to take another injury timeout here. 2:45 to go here, third quarter. Cramp on the field. 42-7, Delhi on top on CDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit Shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Burke Catholic with the ball on a fourth down and about nine to go. They're going left to right. They're at their own 25, and they will punt it away. But a tough side-winding punt is only going to make it out. Well, that does take a little bit of a Burke Catholic roll out to about the 47. So Delhi's going to have it back at midfield in BC territory late in the third quarter, up 42-7.
Brogan does it all for the Eagles, but the one thing he's probably got to work on is his punting. He's not the best punter in the game so far today.
Tough to do, and we see that often where a guy like that is relied upon to do many different things.
It is. It's a very tough skill to get that, you know, spiral coming off your foot that you see a lot of the pro punters do. The kicking game in the NFL has gotten so much better. They were consistently making 58-yard field goals last night.
That's
if you're watching the Eagles game, the Cowboys kicker and the Eagles kicker are just two phenomenal ones. I think it's Bailey for the Cowboys, and I can't think of the Eagles kicker, but they were easily making 58-yard field goals. I mean, the one for the Eagles guy was beautiful.
And a handoff here. McNeil coming in, getting some time here late in this third quarter. Good for about a five-yard run out to the 41-yard line. Again, Delhi going right to left, and they're into BC territory at the 41. Coming up on 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and make sure you stay tuned post-game after the fourth quarter as we're going to have our three awards tonight. Our offense award brought to you by NBT Bank. Our defense award brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance. And new this fall, our All-Purpose Award brought to you by JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. And a handoff here up the middle. And good for a first down, the 35 to the 34. And a new ball carrier there was Jack Mokay. Nice job there. So we're starting to see some of those faces come off the sideline here for DA.
You definitely saw that. It was a little jittery, right? He kind of fumbled the ball a little bit, but he held on and got the first down for the Bulldogs. Keeping that clock going, that's what everybody's looking at now. Let's just keep it moving, and let's get to the fourth quarter.
42-7 our score as we come up on about a minute to go here in this third quarter. Nealis under center, one wide receiver split to each side. He'll hand off to Mokay. And driving forward, Mokay good for about 3 or 4 yards on first down as we're under a minute to go here in the third quarter.
Now what do you got here if you're the Bulldogs, right? This has been their prime area, getting the 7-8 yard gain on second down. But, you know, you got a bunch of new faces out there. Let's see what the coaching staff goes to.
Yeah, nice to see some of these guys get a chance. Mokay, a sophomore. McNeil, a sophomore. You know, Prisco's been in there all night, but, you know, he's a junior, so great to see him. And Cook, the senior. So really building up that depth chart if you're Coach Newman. 25 seconds to go here, late third quarter. Delhi going to give it right back to Mokay. Runs to the outside and steamrolls over a tackler there out to the 25, and it's going to bring up third and short.
Now, so they go back to Mokay here, right up the middle. That's going to be the end of the third quarter. We're going to have to find out in the fourth.
Yeah, fourth quarter coming up, but Delhi leads 42-7, and they're in control as the fourth quarter's coming up here from Dave Kelly Field on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back as we start the fourth quarter here in Delhi. It's going to be a third and short, and they'll hand it back off to McNeil as we switch ends of the field. And Delhi now going left to right. First down for DA, and they'll move the chains. We have a final score here, and this was a fast-moving second half, but that combined Unitego-Franklin-GMU team defeating Hoosick Valley from Section 2, 71-26. That's some of those eight-man scores. They can just score at will.
Not a lot of defensive stops in that game. 71-26.
I'm guessing because they started at 6:30, and they went to halftime while, you know, we were still, I think we were farther along than they were. That must have been a running clock second half. And we'll see what they decide to do with the clock here with Delhi on top 42-7. A run to the outside for McNeil, and he's brought down.
We have a new quarterback in the game, number 14 for Delhi.
So Cole Cavell is in here for DA. And so, again, now you're kind of walking that line between getting guys some more reps, but also not getting injured in a game where you have a big lead like this.
You just get some practice, right? You never know what happens throughout the season. You might have to rely on some of these guys if certain things happen. So it's a good learning experience for some of these Bulldog players.
Yeah, great experience for them as they come up. Some of these guys, their first varsity action. And a handoff to the outside here for D.A. Rumbling, stumbling, and fumbling in for a touchdown here for D.A. Anthony Berger is able to take it in.
So that's something you're always going to remember, right? You're coming in as a sophomore, and you're scoring one of your touchdowns in the first game of the turf field. Something they'll always remember there. His first carry of the game, and it's a touchdown.
48-7 now. Berger comes in fresh off the bench and takes it in about 20 yards for the TD.
Comes off the field like he knew what he was doing. He's just like high-fiving people. I know what I'm doing, he says.
Yeah, he was not going to be denied there. And so Nealis, done for the night at QB, looks like, but still has kicking duties to do.
He's got a beautiful little chip, doesn't he? He looks very natural when he kicks.
It makes you wonder how far he can kick because, I mean, he makes that look like it's just a little chip shot as he puts it up and through. So we'll have to ask him at some point. But
he doesn't follow through, which is interesting, but he does look very like he's done it a lot.
All right, we'll take a break. Delhi leading Burke Catholic 49-7 here from the brand new Dave Kelly Field at Delaware Academy. We'll be back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 49-7 Delhi football on top of Burt Catholic. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream's brought to you by SFCU. A huge thanks to all our sponsors for supporting our broadcasts of not only high school football, but high school soccer and everything else that we bring to you throughout the season, basketball, baseball, softball, whatever it might be. We really appreciate the support of those sponsors. Could not do it without their support. And a big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer tonight. Great to have Jim at the controls. Here's Burke Catholic handing it off on the far side, and a huge hit on the far side by Andrew Nichols of Delhi coming up to lay the lumber. But also a big thank you to Craig Stevens. He's our GM back at CDO and does a lot of the work behind the scenes to make sure that these broadcasts go off smoothly. So a big thank you to Craig. That was a big hit there.
Sure was.
By Andrew Nichols. So, and again, guys wanting to make their mark, coming in, getting the chance here tonight. You know, this is their moment. And so Burke Catholic going to throw. Pass is complete to the outside. There to Rodriguez Lopez, good for about 6 yards.
That seems to be the connection for the Eagles, right? Brogan to Rodriguez Lopez has been kind of the only thing they've been able to get going all game.
That one drive, I mean, they had the magic going when they went down and scored. And they've tried to go back to that a few times. But, again, that huge drive in the third quarter by Delhi just ate up so much time, so much clock. And they score, and then they kick off, and Burke Catholic fumbles it. It goes right back to Delhi. It just sucked all the momentum away from BC.
And Delhi had the ball for about, what, 8-9 minutes of the third quarter and just ran and pounded the game, pounded the ball out with, you know, no passing and just ate up all the time. And here's some flickering here. What do we got?
Yeah, I got another cramp on the field.
Oh, we're going to carry him off the field. I don't know if you've seen that before, but the coaching staff just literally picked the player up and carried him off the field.
That is one strong coach right there.
That is.
Lift that player up. It's the third or fourth time here that Rodriguez Lopez is cramped up. And he just literally carried him off the field. One coach.
Literally picked him up like a sack of potatoes and carried him off the field.
He said, all right, we're going to do that over here. So he literally carried him from the near side all the way to their far sideline and then just plopped them down the ground, started stretching them.
Yeah, they have about a two-hour drive. They want to get this going. They got to get back to it. I think the Roscoe Diner's probably closed at this hour, but you never know.
Imagine that bus pulls into the Roscoe Diner with about 40 hungry boys after a football game. Pass to the outside, just a little too low in the dirt there. Intended receiver here for BC was Jace Lee, who's had a good night here. But that one was just too low. So fourth down coming up here with 9:38 to go in the fourth quarter. The clock not running yet. 49-7 here, Delhi on top.
You have to punt this away if you're the Eagles, right? But the problem is Brogan has not been the best of punters tonight, and now he's punting into the wind. So this could be a 5-10 yard punt here. So you never know.
You're almost like, all right, let's throw it up deep. If they pick it off, you know, maybe it's better than a punt. I don't know. I mean,
we got a new punter, though. We got a new punter in the game. We got Chris Kleister in there to punt.
So BC also using an opportunity to get some different guys involved. And the snap is high. He's got to jump for it. And he does get the punt off. And it takes a good bounce down to about the Delhi 43-yard line. So DA will have a chance going left to right here, but they do lead, and they are in control 49-7 here with 9:38 to go fourth quarter. We will have our post-game show again coming up with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. And, again, we're kind of taking it week by week right now, seeing what other games we can bring you, soccer, football. So if you're interested in what games we're going to be doing over the next week or two, you can always, of course, listen to WCDL. We'll be promoting that. And also, you can go to my website, natelull.com, right on the homepage. There's a tab that says Nate's Radio Schedule. Click on that, and we'll have the most up-to-date information there on what games we plan to do on the radio, regardless of the sport. And again, if you're looking for scores, standings, articles, awards, link to our Nate Lull podcast, you can always go to natelull.com. That's L-U-L-L, like lullaby, natelull.com. Run for Delhi to the outside, out to the 50-yard line. And brought down there after a good gain of about 8 on the play is Lucas Morgan, I believe, who had the carry on the far side. Yes, I think it was. New numbers, new guys. Trying to study on the fly here. 8:50 to go. Delhi, I'm sure, wants to run some clock here on this drive to try to chew it down a little bit. And again, new QB in, some new guys in the backfield. And they'll look to hand it off and run up the middle here for Delhi. Still pumping forward across the 45 to about the 43. And Moke, number 34, at the bottom of the pile here for DA.
Moke and McNeil have been putting together a pretty good, solid second half here as reserves for the Bulldogs, getting a lot of good time here. So, you know, if they have to be used later in the season, they're getting a lot of good experience here.
Yeah, I mean, there's always the chance that somebody that's kind of third or fourth on the depth chart is going to have to step up. We see a lot of injuries throughout the season. It's a long and tough season. So good to have a stable of running backs if you're Delhi. They'll hand it off again, this time up the middle here to Jeremy McNeil. He's kind of pushed back by the pile after a gain of a couple of yards, second down coming.
Whenever you say Jeremy McNeil, it gives me flashbacks to the 2003 National Championship basketball team.
Yeah.
Syracuse, the backup center, one of my favorite players on that team. You backed up Craig Forth. He was great on that team, by the way.
Number 34?
Oh, I think you're right. I don't know. How about, do you know where he was from, Jeremy McNeil?
I could have told you Craig Forth.
Craig Forth was, of course, a New York guy, East Greenbush.
East Greenbush. I don't know. I wanted to say McNeil was like a Philly guy or something.
Jeremy McNeil, I believe, if you look it up, ladies and gentlemen, was from San Antonio, Texas.
Wow. A run up the middle here for this version of Jeremy McNeil. Or was it McNeil? No, it was Mulcahy. And he's got enough for a first down. All right, Rich, we got to look that up.
The McNeil is definitely spelled them differently, though. McNeil on the Syracuse team was M-C-N-E-I-L.
It's more like a McNeil.
He was one of my favorite players on that team. He was tremendous.
I'm sure we do have a lot of 03 Syracuse fans out there that are perhaps listening.
They can correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's San Antonio.
Oh, let's look. We got to look. We got all the time in the world here. 6.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Delhi comfortably in control, 49-7 right now. And the guys are at the line, and they kind of took an extra pause here. And they'll look to hand it up the middle and brought down at the line.
Jeremy McNeil went to Sam Houston in San Antonio, Texas, high school.
I don't know who I'm thinking of on one of those teams that was like a Philly guy. Yeah. I might be thinking Scoop Jardine or somebody like that.
Hakeem Work was a Philadelphia guy.
I might be thinking that.
He was on that national championship team. He was the
big block.
He was the big block and the forward. He was a sophomore on that team. He was from Philadelphia.
Yeah, wow. McNeil. Yeah, that does ring a bell now. Second down and 9 here for DA. 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi leading 49-7. And they're going to hand it off to the far side, and another big run here across the 20 down to the 15 for Anthony Burker, who had that touchdown on the last drive for DA.
It's a great deception play, kind of fake the one. He's going on the off tackle on the left-hand side. Beautiful play, and keeps the clock running. How about another great trivia question for the fans out there? There is a Hall of Fame in Goshen, New York, that you and I have been both, we've both been to. Of course, Burke Catholic is from Goshen. There is a Hall of Fame that you and I have visited together in Goshen. I wonder if anybody listening out there knows what Hall of Fame is in Goshen, New York.
And we will be talking about that Hall of Fame, as here's a run up the middle by McNeil. We'll be talking about it on an upcoming, very soon episode of the Nate Law Podcast. In fact, planning to release an episode hopefully this week with Jim Crowley.
Ooh, that's going to be a great one.
Windsor native, who is the women's basketball coach at Division I St. Bonaventure. After that, we would be talking about this Hall of Fame. I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
Yeah, we worked on this podcast for a long time, a lot of effort and a lot of work, and we made the trip down to this Hall of Fame one day. It was a fun trip.
Really fun trip down to Goshen, a little day trip. And great that Burke Catholic could come up here tonight for this game. I think a lot of teams in our section have said, let's go play some new teams. You know, we got these games where we don't have to play in the division. Let's play somebody who doesn't know our playbook and we know their playbook. And I love it because you get to see some different things. You never quite know how it's going to work out, but Delhi has certainly challenged themselves the last few years by playing some different teams. Obviously, this has worked out in their favor here tonight, but what a way to open this new version of DK Field. Going to be a third down and short here for Delhi. They're in the red zone. They're going to hand it off. They got the first down. And McNeil cuts to the left side, brought down inside the five. That'll keep the clock moving with 3.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Delhi on top, 49-7.
You know, McNeil, Moke, and Burkhart have been putting together quite a good second half.
All sophomores.
All sophomores. The future bright for the Bulldogs with these guys and getting a lot of good time. We keep on saying that this is going to be valuable down the line when, you know, one of them might be called upon, you know, late in the season. You know, one or two plays can give them that experience.
Well, you got to think, I mean, the more time that you can put these guys in, it's going to give more durability to guys like Cook and Prisco to keep them as healthy as possible. It's kind of cut down on that wear and tear. And here's a run up the middle by Delhi, and McNeil is going to cash in and score. No, Moke is going to score here for Delhi.
Again, those numbers getting mixed up in the darkness, 34 and 32. So this one was 34, Jack Moke.
Yeah. I mean, from where we are, great vantage point up here on the hill, but we are probably 80 yards away from where they are right now, if not more.
And it's tougher to call a game with the lights under the lights. It's just it's so hard to see those numbers. We're getting older.
Hey, you know, you hate to say it. Mason Reed's going to come into kick now here for DA. And Johnny Wilson's still going to be holding. And kick is up, and kick is good. And so that is going to make it 56-7 after the Moke touchdown, and the clock continues to run here with 2 minutes left. So, Rich, let's keep it right here. When the clock does hit zero, we will take a break, and then we'll come back with our three awards here tonight for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Again, brought to you by NBT Bank for Rabideau Gresham Insurance. And a big thank you to JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. Josh Missler and his staff jumping on this year for the All-Purpose Award. So glad to have them along. So, yeah, they're going to let this clock run out here with Delhi up 56-7. Delhi will kick off, so we'll get another play or two here. But Delhi going to start 1-0 here with a nice victory on their home field.
Those players of the game are going to be really tough. We're going to have a lot to talk about, a lot of great contenders. I know we won't do it, so I'll say it right now. You could give the player of the game to the offensive line and the defensive line. You see John Madden used to do that with the old turkey on Thanksgiving, but I don't think we have enough plaques or turkeys to give away today. But the offensive and defensive line for the Bulldogs have been great. So I know we don't say those guys on the radio a lot, but if you played on the line today for the Bulldogs, you really probably, all the players deserve some credit.
Yeah, I'm very impressed, and you can see that the line has a lot of experience. And it paid off. They got pressure on the quarterback on the D-line. Oh, and here's a run for Burke Catholic. They're going to run it down with 30 seconds left. Can anybody catch him? They will run him down at the 10-yard line. What an effort defensively by Lucas Morgan. Had to chase the Burke Catholic returner all the way back. A great return there by Jace Lee using the Jets to get all the way down to the 10. So Burke Catholic, kudos to them. They just wouldn't quit. I don't think they're going to get the playback, so that's a touchdown-saving tackle.
And Lucas Morgan may be getting the loudest cheer of the game. The crowd kind of gives them a nice big round of applause. That was a great effort to not let the Eagle player score. And the Eagles aren't even coming out on the field, so that's going to be, oh, no, they called a timeout.
Yeah, they called a timeout with 10 seconds.
Yeah, they want to score here. And the coach is all over the sideline referee over there, so I don't know what's going on. He is not happy, though.
What a great run. Great effort by not only Jace Lee to break that, but also, I mean, it would have been very easy for Lucas Morgan to say, I'm not going to chase that guy down. But he did. Great effort there by the sophomore.
Now, they just added 25 seconds to the clock. So must be they found something else out. So there's something going on. And it appears we're not doing the running clock at the moment. So there's a timeout, and now we got 25 seconds left.
Yeah, the head coach there talking to the officials over on the sideline, really
talking passionately.
Yeah, talking. That's a great word for it. Talking passionately on the far side. Yeah, they've put 25 seconds back up, so you know Burke's getting a little extra time to work with here.
His talking passionately got him an extra 10 seconds.
Yeah,
so it must have worked. And now they're going to run the clock.
Now they're going to run the clock. So, and Burke Catholic has one wide receiver to the left, a new quarterback, and is what I was going to say, throws to the outside, and it's incomplete. So it's not even like they wanted this to run something with Brogan. They've brought in Braxton Harrell here.
But here comes Brogan back. So we are going to not have a running clock, and the Eagles must be asking for it to stop now, and they're going to get another playoff.
Yeah, so that was strange. I don't know if maybe that was some sort of other set play that didn't, you know, work exactly how they wanted, but Braxton's going to come in for what could potentially be the last play.
The referee's asking for the clock to start, and they finally start it.
Braxton runs out to the outside, and the pass is incomplete with 8 seconds left.
And they're asking for the clock to run again, so there's been some confusion on the clock.
Yeah, that ref continues to say, run the clock, and the clock's not running.
The clock is not running, so I guess the Eagles are going to get another play.
One last play here, I would think, for the Eagles. But what a win here tonight for Delhi. And make sure, you know, if you're a football fan, check out the TV scores tonight here, BNG and Fox 40, all doing their football shows. It's that time of year. They'll throw across the middle, and it's hauled in for a touchdown by Burke Catholic. With no time left on the clock, it's hauled in there by Diego De Jesus. And so that makes it 56-13.
And they are, looks like they're going to defer. They're not going to go for the extra point. Burke Catholic has decided just to shake hands, so that is going to be it.
56-13 is our final. We'll be back with the postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
At NDT Bank,
We know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time. 56-13, Delhi defeats Burke Catholic from Section 9. Just a score update, BG football trailing 35-16. They're only starting the fourth quarter there in Sydney, so that's...
Well, maybe we get off the air and we get right over there.
Yeah, we get right over there. Let's go through our three awards here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. It's brought to you by NBT Bank, of course, top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. I think we're going to go tonight here with Johnny Wilson, those three touchdowns. That's going to get him that award. We talked about the line. We talked about Adam Cook. We'll have something for Cook in a minute. But Johnny Wilson, three times in, he's going to get the offense award.
You know, you can't deny a guy that had three touchdowns. I mean, there's nothing else you can say. You score three touchdowns in a high school football game, you probably deserve the offensive player of the game. I mean, McNeilis, I mean, throwing the ball, but yeah. I mean, but Johnny Wilson had to haul him, and he had a great game.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. I'd like to go with Simon Cowles here tonight, the junior. I thought he was great on the line. He got a couple of sacks, a couple of deflected balls that were, you know, passes over the middle. I just thought he was all over the place and really was kind of the unsung hero on the line tonight with that rush.
You know, you don't get to talk about the lineman a lot, and, you know, he deserves the that credit. The whole line, both sides played well, but Cowles had a great game.
Finally tonight, and this is our new sponsor, JM Electrical Contracting, the All-Purpose Award, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Get peace of mind with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. Let's go tonight here with Adam Cook. We said it before. There's a lot of different ways you could go. Prisco had two touchdowns. A lot of different ways. Nealis even. But I just thought it all started with Cook, and he deserves this.
Cook had a great game. The coaching staff rewarded him with that touchdown. It was all Cook on that one drive. And, you know, they just kind of, you know, they wanted to get him in the end zone, and they finally did. I would love to see the stats on him. I think he's going to be well over 100 yards. Well, I mean, he might be closer to 200 yards. I'm not quite sure. My guess, I know you'll have a later, Nate. I'm going to go. He had 160 yards rushing.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, he was tremendous. I'm just going to text our guy to make sure that he gets me the stats later. But, Rich, that'll do it. A tremendous night here for DA. What a way to start the new DK Field. I think everybody's going home happy tonight.
Night everybody's always going to remember here at the new turf field here in Delhi. What a wonderful win, and I'm expecting big things for Delhi. We're going to be watching them throughout the year. We probably might be getting a couple more games for them, especially maybe closer to championship time.
I agree. All right, that's going to do it for tonight. Make sure you listen to CDL this week. Check out NateLaw.com for our upcoming radio schedule. Huge thank you to Craig Stevens and also to Jim Tomeo, our producer back at the WCDO studios on Main Street in Sydney. 56-13, Delhi takes down Burke Catholic. We'll see you next time here on WCDO Sports.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
How you gonna buy? I had to say hello, and I don't mean to pry, but girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, you know I ain't never had a type, having a type takes two, but I know what I like, and you're the only one of you. You're something else, and I know we just met, but I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love.
you home tonight, just take you home tonight. Get Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see.